Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners and the Management Learning Journal. This is a supplement to episode 108, where we discuss Irving Goffman's book, The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life, originally published in 1956 and revised by Anchor Books in 1959. The book begins as follows, quote, "When an individual enters the presence of another, they commonly seek to acquire information about them or to bring into play information about them already possessed. They will be interested in their general socioeconomic status, their conception of self, their competence, their trustworthiness, etc. Although some of this information seems to be sought almost as an end in itself, there are usually quite practical reasons for acquiring it. Information about the individual helps to define the situation, enabling others to know in advance what they will expect of them and what they may expect of the person. Informed in these ways, the others will know how best to act in order to call forth a desired response from him." Goffman thus proceeds to develop a comprehensive framework using theater as the primary metaphor. He describes the roles of people as performers and members of an audience. He establishes the situation as a two-part stage, as two quote-unquote regions, consisting of a front stage where people present their performances and a backstage where people return to being themselves and proceed to set conditions for the next performance. Performers are both individuals and teams, like a cast or ensemble, whereby shared understandings, expressed as scripts, serve to govern and constrain one's performances in accordance with the underlying expected script. However, as people are indeed human, sometimes the performance is unsuccessful. Someone acted outside expectations, or the situation was ill-defined or incompletely understood, leading to embarrassment or shame. How do others respond both to the individual and among themselves to avoid a recurrence? Goffman relies on many examples from contemporary studies, including his own extensive studies of crofters in the remote Shetland Islands, to justify this framework. In it, he not only explains how to analyze performances in of themselves, but also the audience's reactions to them. He asserts that individuals try to define the situation and present themselves in as favorable light as possible in order to provoke a desired reaction from others. Meanwhile, the others seek to define the situation to suit their own needs and observe the performances around themselves carefully so as to spot signs of inauthenticity, deception, errors, and miscalculations. This is not the sort of book one reads and comes away with renewed faith in humanity. Indeed, it would be easy to interpret it as the product of a cynic. But the book is very practical and explains the human condition as one of constant competition to not only outperform each other, but also to write the scripts. In essence, setting the rules under which the situation, or setting, is defined and enacted. It has also become a very important book from which numerous literature streams of organizational behavior have flowed, despite the book itself not being about formal organizations. And that's it for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. We also thank the Management Learning Journal for their generous support and the support of our wonderful listeners. Thank you for listening and have a great day.